This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You got the inverted yield curve as a potential economic warning sign. Also today, another story in that same category of things to keep an eye on. Thomson Reuters, the Toronto-based company that runs Reuters, the news agency, among other things, told investors this morning it's going to lay off 12% of its workforce, 3,200 people, in the next couple of years. You roll that in with the layoffs from General Motors from last week, also Starbucks and IKEA the past couple months, and one does wonder what to make of it all. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Believe it or not, over the past 3 years, the number of people laid off per month has remained more or less the same. Aparna Mathur is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute. She says she's actually kind of surprised.
So if we try to sort of relate it to any of the economic policies just within the year or, you know, even within the last 2 years, it would be hard to say that those were responsible for changing any of the trends that we're seeing today.
But she says that's not to say trade wars and ongoing tariff negotiations won't have an effect on layoffs.
Absolutely. There's this big threat that, you know, job losses could occur as a result of the tariff wars, but it just doesn't show up in the data yet.
Companies that are making cuts don't seem to be doing it because business is bad necessarily. It's just that business is changing. Think driverless cars and direct-to-consumer sales. But it isn't just the changes. Andy Challenger at the job firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says memories of the Great Recession loom large, and a lot of executives don't believe this economic growth can last forever.
When you see companies making these changes, you have to wonder if they're saying we're seeing long-term shifts in our industry and we're needing to change course.
Retail is normally where we see high layoffs, but it's also where we see a lot of seasonal hiring, especially this year.
People have extra money in their pockets, and these big retailers are expecting it's going to be spent in their stores, and so they're really staffing up for these holidays.
Talking about data is admittedly not comforting to people who lost their jobs, but with the labor market as tight as it is, Challenger says workers may find new jobs sooner than in years past. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.